You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Chwaba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a man barely 6 feet tall, but a mountain of muscle, Pete Chwaba.
Welcome back to Nightlight, folks. I am Pete Chwaba. This is so great. I love when we talk about different stuff and have a variety of guests. You know, Conrad, I think we need more animal trainers on the show. Can you help set that up? Get someone from the new zoo to come in here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How do they train, you know, some of these cool pets?
Actually, I have allergies. Never mind. Screw the animals. Well, I want nothing
just take
to do
some allergy medicine that day.
Well, what would that be? Just a blanket allergy medicine?
Yeah.
Do you have allergies?
I do. Okay. You know, seasonal.
Okay. Like ragweed, pollen, that kind of stuff?
Yeah, that stuff kind of gets me.
No animals, though?
No animals.
Oh, lucky. See, I would totally have a dog if I didn't have
I definitely am going to get a dog when I, you know, have a house and a yard.
Yeah, and you're going to get the bunk beds, though, right, in case I need a place to crash in Green Bay?
Well, the other bunk bed's going to be for my dog, though.
Okay. And where are you going to sleep?
Well, I got the bottom bunk.
Okay.
The dog's got the top.
Guess I have to bring an air mattress. All right, fair enough. Hey, welcome back, folks. This is Act 3 here on a Wednesday night. We've had a lot of fun tonight talking with some great guests. Brandon Rounds was here from Fitchburg. Promoting the Jubilee. I'm not even going to get the title wrong because I've thrown out my sheet, but it's the Jubilee Festival of Joyous, Wondrous, Beautiful Lights. It's the most joyous holiday name for a city event that you could possibly have, and it was called Get Festive with Agora. Sounds like a really fun activity in Fitchburg this weekend. We also talked to, we interviewed the substitute Sean Katzbach.
Yeah,
who was Conrad Krieger, because Sean missed our call, and he's very busy. He's running around and trying to put this event together in Marinette, but he's my homie from Marinette. I thought I would have Sean on, talk about this great event happening up there at the Community Rec Center with the band Steam, a 13-piece arrangement playing the Rec Center up there, and a great Christmas show. So, but Sean missed the call, so we had Conrad filling in for Sean, and he did his best as he could for my questions for Sean, which was kind of fun. And then that was a great segue into an improv legend, Dick Chudnow, one of the co-creators and founders of Comedy Sports, was here last hour. That was really fun to talk to Dick. And what an institution he's built. What an outfit, if you will. If you haven't been to a Comedy Sports show, folks, they are so fun and very talented improvers and a really well-run organization. So we did that, and we've got Martin Prevost coming up in about 10 minutes. He is a Northeast Wisconsin-based actor, primarily stage. We'll talk to him about some upcoming fun events happening around here. I love live theater around the holidays. I mentioned this last night, taking the family to see Frank Herman's show down the street here at the Meyer. Martin is going to tell us about some other shows. We had Eric Westfall on last week who told us about some Northeast Wisconsin shows. One of the beats I did this week talked about all the great stuff going on in Milwaukee with the Christmas Carol. And I think there was a Milwaukee rep show in there and Madison at the Overture Center, all kinds of fun stuff. Do yourself a favor. Go see a live show this Christmas season. It really just kind of fills your soul with the Christmas and or holiday spirit. I've got text to win information coming up very soon, folks. I'll be giving you the keyword in about 5 minutes for our grown-up gift list multi-state text to win contest here that we do at Civic Media from time to time. And what else, Con? I think, you know what I think we need to do? Remind people what we are asking tonight in our Nightlight question of the night.
Let's talk about the question.
Okay, question.
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 Pregunta.
Question.
Question.
Okay, I have a question.
Questions.
This question.
Domanda.
Question.
Question.
Questions.
What do you want for Christmas? That is our question of the night. I said a Dickie like Cousin Eddie in vacation, in Christmas Vacation. Conrad said a sawbuck or several thereof. A sawbuck is A Sawbuck is a $10 bill, as I understand it. Conrad wants many of them. So I hope you get that, buddy.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Buy some new bunk beds. So there you go. That is our question of the night. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Let us know what you want for Christmas. If we can help, we will. I can't guarantee anything. You can also text us on the app or on the stream. If you're watching the radio on X, Facebook, or YouTube, it is great to have you part of the show. If you're on any of those platforms, feel free to give us a like or a follow. That's always fun. Sydney Politics on the... he's different Sydneys at different times, right? Sometimes he's Sydney Politics. Sometimes he's like Sydney, what? He has another one. Sydney, if you're listening, tell us your other nickname. But Sydney Politics says 30 minutes of unsupervised access to the Quick Trip hot bar. Oh, Conrad. You'd have to wrestle Conrad away from the hot bar. Thank you, Sydney, for the comment. Bridget in the 818 on the text line says, I want time with my husband and kids and a new bathrobe. Well, that seems all very doable, Bridget. I wish you luck with all of those. Seems like it's not too tall of an order. Bridget also says, a relaxing day hanging out with no schedule and good food. Yeah, there you go.
That sounds like a great day. That
sounds like a phenomenal day. And Sydney got back to us. He says, for live shows, I'm going to give a plug for Atlas Improv on East Washington in Madison. A little hole-in-the-wall improv spot. Lots of fun. Sydney, it's funny you say that. I have reached out to them. I've tried to have people from Atlas on this show. They do not respond to their voicemails. So please, if you are in cahoots, send them our way here at Nightlight. It's the least you could do. We took a picture together, me, you, and your girlfriend, Sydney. It was lovely. Sydney was at the Godfather of Green Bay screening last week. But seriously, I would love to have someone from Atlas on. I have heard of that operation, and it's supposed to be great. Steady Eddie weighs in, as he so often does, from the 608. He says, Pete, I already have a big mouth Billy Bass. So don't anyone buy me one for the holidays. Oh, I'm glad he got that in just in time. He says, unlike some of your listeners, one thing I don't want for Christmas is world peas. And then he's got the emoji. Have you ever seen that before, Con?
I've seen pea emojis.
You've seen pea emojis. Okay. That sounded weird. I'm saying P-E-A. Like, it almost looked like they look like cucumbers. Steady Eddie says, I hate those green legumes. Don't even think about mixing world peas in with my mashed potatoes and gravy. I still ain't going to eat them. Steady Eddie. P.S. Mel Torme co-wrote the Christmas song, Chestnuts Roasting on an Open Fire, with Bob Wells on a hot, sweltering day in 1944. Singer Mel Torme was known as the Velvet Fog. Yes, I knew that, Steady Eddie. Thank you. I haven't heard that term in so long, though. I've always thought that was a really cool nickname. We gotta come up with nicknames sometime, Con, for ourselves. You know, not now. I can see your wheels turning. You're trying some improv stuff, getting carried away. But let's think about that. I don't know if we'll do better than the Velvet Fog, but we'll think of something. Steady Eddie says, following in his footsteps, Kermit of Sesame Street fame went on to sing Rainbow Connection and is known in musical circles as the the Velvet Frog. Okay.
I like that.
Steady Eddie bringing the heat tonight. Hey, I wanted to ask you, well, let's do text to win. All right, folks, this is exciting. We've got two more days. We've got basically this announcement and then just two more days of text to win. It's our Civic Media grown-up gift list, multi-state text to win contest. And all you need is the app to play. We are playing this through Friday on the network, and the daily cash prize is 200 big ones. Right in your pocket, that's cash, 200 clear, as we used to say when I worked at McDonald's. How much did you make last week? $75 clear. But this is $200 cash. And if you win, or even if you try to win the $200, you are automatically enrolled for our three grand prizes, a brand new snowblower, a stainless steel cookware set, or a portable air conditioner. All great prizes. I'm going to give you the text word, text that in on the app. And then when you get a confirmation link, click on that, and you have more chances to win if you sign up for the Civic Media Today newsletter, or if you follow us, that's Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, on Spotify, YouTube, right, Con, and Facebook, correct?
You got it.
Follow us there. You increase your chances to win any of these great prizes. So you just need the app to play, like I said, and This hour's keyword is pine. P-I-N-E. P-I-N-E. Pine. Good luck, everybody. Go to it. And I hope you win $200. I would love a nightlight winner.
That would be great.
To take home a little bread, yeah. A little scratch, right?
Some sawbucks.
Yeah, some sawbucks. That's, let's see, that's 20 sawbucks if you get the cash.
Yes.
Martin Prevost coming up in about 5 minutes. We'll talk some great theater events happening around Green Bay. Also, all right, I've been meaning to talk to you about this because, well, actually, first I want to tell you. You know, All's Fair, the Kim Kardashian show.
It just had a season finale, didn't it?
It did. Well, here's the crazy thing. It was at zero, then it shot up to 6%, and now it seems like, I've been following this for the last week, it's settled at about 3%.
Oh, wow.
And it got renewed. It got renewed after, like, the second episode.
Doesn't that make you a little angry?
I mean,
there's shows that are far better than that, and they don't get renewed.
All the shows are far better than that, according to critics who said this is, many of whom said this is the worst show in the history of TV. But they did renew it because Kim Kardashian is very popular. Whether you like her or not, or whether I like her or not, she has so many followers that people are watching the show. And it got renewed very quickly, I might add. So you know what? Good for Kim Kardashian. I mean, she's putting trash out there. I'm not a huge fan, but she got a show renewed that is universally panned. And that's serious power. Who do we have, Con, on the phone?
Craig. Craig Gannett.
Oh, Craig. How are you, buddy?
Hey, I'm doing great. Pete, how are you doing?
Doing very well. What's on your mind?
Hey, I wanted to thank you for coming down to MIFA this weekend. It was just fantastic to see you and the family down there.
Yeah, it was fun.
But I also wanted to talk to you about an extremely special film event in Stevens Point this Saturday.
Okay. Shoot.
And it's not going to be something for everybody, but for the people that are interested, it's going to be amazing. It's the Boys and Girls Club in Stevens Point. All these little kids have made 2 hours worth of movies with one of their instructors.
Oh, fun.
And the theater is mashed with people. It is so full. And I'll tell you what, Pete, there's never been a theater that I've been in where the energy has that electric with these kids watching their movies on the screen. So if there's anybody out there that has little ones or that are interested in filmmaking or even teachers and things like that, I would totally recommend them going to the Boys and Girls Club site for Stevens Point and seeing if they can find the Filmmakers Club weekend. It's Saturday at 10 o'clock at the Rogers Theater, and my buddy Auburn Sprecher is the teacher, and I met him last year. It's been amazing, so I would totally recommend folks that are interested in that type of stuff to check it out.
Craig, I appreciate the call. Thank you, and congrats on your win at the Milwaukee Independent Film Awards for Daniel Needs to Leave. Great job there. It was fun to see that again.
Thanks,
on the big
man.
Screen.
Thanks.
And you're very welcome. Thank you for the call and the heads up. Much appreciated.
And Pete, yeah. Joe won a handful of awards too. Joe won another acting award,
yeah.
Dude, so you're going to have to knock him down a peg or two.
The apple falls way too far from the tree. Thank you, Craig. We got to run. Thank you, sir. All right, we are coming back with a stage actor based right here in Northeast Wisconsin. Martin Prevost will be here next. It's Pete Schwabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network. Talk to me. So you can see, oh, what's going on? What's going on? What's going on? What's going on? Yeah, what's going on? What's going on? Oh, what's going on? What's going on?
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Welcome back. I'm Pete Schwabba. This is Nightlight. Conrad Krieger working the board tonight, doing a little improv, filling in for a guest that did not show. You know what? We may have done another first in radio. Has that ever been done? That's my question. And if you're listening and if you know radio folks, chime in. A guest fell out. We could not get a hold of a guest. Conrad pretended to be that guest, not deceitfully. We just said Conrad's going to fill in and did his best to answer the questions I had prepared for the guest, Sean Katzbach.
I think I did great, you know?
You did pretty well. I mean, you cheated, but...
Well...
You know, I don't know.
I still want to get some information out there for the event, you know?
Sure. And I think we did just that. It is Marinette, after all. My hometown. Okay, so this is exciting, folks. We've got a great guest I'm about to introduce, but right now, Sydney Politics. He did clarify on the stream, it's Sydney Frankenstein. I couldn't remember what his alter ego was. And he says, and next time I'm at Atlas, I'll mention the show. Thank you, Sydney. I would love to have someone on from Atlas. It's supposed to be a great outfit. All right, speaking of theater, my next guest is a Northeast Wisconsin-based actor. He does a lot of theater, and he's got several shows coming up. And he was referred to us by one of our pals here at WGBW, afternoon host Eric Westfall. It is my pleasure to welcome, for the first time tonight, Light, actor Martin Prevost.
Hi, nice to be here.
Am I saying your last name right?
Yes, you actually are. A lot of people don't. So
what do they say? Prevost?
Prevost, yeah. Yep, they start adding, replacing letters. It's very common. I also get Mark a lot when they hear my first name.
Do they ever mess up Martin? Because that's pretty pathetic.
Generally, if it's written down, they don't. But like at a restaurant where you have to give your name and you go, oh, what's the name? Martin. And they'll go, after a while, I hear, order for Mark. And I'll just assume if nobody else moves, it's mine.
How is that so hard to say?
I'm almost certain they hear the Mar and they just stick the K at the end. And they just don't listen to the last three letters.
You know, I had a friend whose name was Martin and he went by Martine. And I always thought that was kind of cool.
Okay.
I probably spice up my... Like, I have a really kind of vanilla sounding name. Pete Schwabba. There's nothing sexy about it or cool about it. It's just a regular dude name.
I mean, yeah, but at least it's something like people remember. It's
is
a name that kind of sticks.
I guess.
And that's sometimes exactly what you want, because you want people to, like, know the brand.
Well, you would know about that, because you're an actor. You've got to keep your name out there. Give us a little bit for those, like, it's your first time here. Tell us a little bit about you, Martin, and your background.
Yeah, sure. I've been involved in theater since I was in high school. I did the basic high school theater stuff.
Where did you go to high school around here?
Seymour.
Okay, nice.
I went to Seymour High School. Then for college, I went to UW Oshkosh. I graduated there with a degree in writing, directing, and acting.
Nice.
Because that's what my passion was. So that's
did they
what
still
I went
offer
for.
That degree there?
I believe it closed up last year.
Oh, God, that's terrible.
I believe I was told their last show.
I think you might be right. That's why I asked. Yep. I wasn't sure.
Yep. So, but that's where I got my education. I took that, and I've just been doing a bunch of stuff. I write, I produce shows, I do these crazy things like we're going to be talking about in a little bit.
Yeah.
And I act as well, because that's also what I'm doing right now. Well, not right now, this time.
You're being genuine right now.
Yes. This time tomorrow I'll be acting.
Okay.
Well, I think we'll still have 4 minutes before I start acting, but
okay,
I will be in a performance tomorrow.
Let me ask you this, because we're up against the news, but we're going to talk about all of the shows you have coming up, and some of them sound, I can't wait to talk about Drunk Miss Carol, that sounds funny, we'll talk about that, but what do you want for Christmas?
You know, when I heard that was the question tonight, I immediately went with my normal answer of, I have no idea, I never know, I get asked that, and I'm like, I don't know what I want for Christmas, it's
you've
always...
You've got to know.
Like, on some level, probably, but it's one I can never, like, access. Okay. Like, even, like, something weird doesn't, like, pop into my head.
Cash. Gift card.
Sure. So, I have no problem with that stuff.
That's what Conrad hopes he's getting.
Sawbucks.
Sawbucks. Are you, last night, our question, and since you're an actor, I'll ask you this, Martin. Do you have a favorite Jack Nicholson movie?
Yes, I would much have rather have had that question. Batman.
I just
rewatched it, Thanksgiving, right before Thanksgiving.
Nice, dude. Do you have a favorite actor in general or someone you've kind of tried to pattern yourself after?
No, I have a lot of actors I really enjoy watching. Most of what I like try to pattern after actually comes from writers. Like when I'm writing something, I like try to not emulate, but like I like that humor style because I like writing comedy.
Okay.
So that's more where I like take from other people. Acting, I really can't say that there's any actor I try to like emulate.
Okay. Who are some of your favorites? Like, if you had, like, we just talked Nicholson. Is there someone out there that? Like...
I love Nicholson. He is Alan Tudyk is just an amazing actor.
Oh yeah, who is that? I know
he is Wash on Firefly. He's like a voice in almost every Disney movie that comes out now. He's Resident Alien. He's the main character in that. He's just very versatile. He's hilarious, and so much fun to watch.
What about stage actors? Have you had influences of, like, I know John Malkovich or Gary Sinise or William Peterson, some of these great stage actors. Did you have a stage actor you looked up to?
I mean, a lot of the names you just said. Getting to see even recorded versions of what they said. And Mandy Patinkin is another one. Who just even getting to see recorded versions of them performing on stage, it's really cool and it's really great to see, like, this is, like, how you do it. This is how you, like, engage an audience. This is how you bring everything to life.
Yeah. All right. Very cool. So we got a lot to talk about. We're going to talk about Drunk Miss Carol. Mm-hmm. Another play Martin is in coming up. And I'm going to ask you about owning the stage because it's a very vague term.
Yes.
So we'll discuss that a little
bit.
All
right.
And we'll talk about Native American actors who I feel like we should see more of them, and you kind of answered my question a little bit, but we'll get into that too when we get back from the news.
All right.
All right, this is Pete Schwabe and Nightlight. We are coming back with actor Martin Prevost. So glad you're with me tonight. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
A dear rock star, and it breaks my heart. From a dear rock fall, I want to cry, cry, cry.
Welcome back. Hey, tomorrow's a fun show. We're all about weather, Conrad. Did you see that? We've got...
isn't that cool?
I didn't realize that. Jordan Hall, Storm Chaser, will be here at 5:35. I have so many questions, and I am fascinated by storm chasers. Then we'll get some more weather talk with our pal Mace Michaels from here at Civic Media. And then another guest from Civic Media, Catherine Lake from WMDX, is going to make the popcorn pick of the week. And then we have Key and Peele writer Rich Tallarico. And tell people, Conrad, what sketch that Rich wrote.
Well, one of the most famous ones, I think, the Substitute Teacher.
So great. I absolutely... That is all over the place now, too. People are reposting that, and it's just great stuff. Okay, and a reminder, folks, before we jump back into our discussion with our guest here, this hour's keyword in the Civic Media grown-up gift list, multi-state text-to-win contest, is PINE, P-I-N-E. Text that in on the app, and you could win $200 cash, and you will automatically be enrolled for our three grand prizes, a brand new snowblower, a stainless steel cookware set, or portable air conditioner. PINE, P-I-N-E, is this hour's keyword. Good luck, everybody. And Conrad, tell people what they should do when they get a confirmation link.
Yeah, if you follow that link, you can earn three extra entries. And all you have to do is subscribe to the Civic Media Today, the newsletter, and then also follow Nightlight on Spotify and Apple Podcasts.
And you Facebook?
Not Facebook. Just Spotify and Apple Podcasts, but you can earn extra entries. I think it's definitely worth it.
Good to know. I just realized I might not even be following my own show on Facebook.
Are you sure?
No, but I'm going to check. All right. For now, we are going to get right back to the show here because we have a guest in studio, a Northeast Wisconsin-based stage actor and playwright, Martin Prevost, is here. Compliments of our pal Eric... Eric Westfall, who you were bad-mouthing quite a bit off the air, Martin.
I mean, you know, sometimes that just happens.
You guys have done stage, you've done plays together. Tell me about this show coming up. Let's do, before we get to Drunk Miss Carol, a Sherlock Carol. You've got some holiday shows. Tell us about that.
That's the one I'm performing in. We've already done our first weekend of the run was last weekend. We had great turnouts.
Nice.
It's a great show. It's basically, what happens if Sherlock Holmes and, the Christmas Carol story happen in the same universe. So it's a number of years after Scrooge's transformation. He has now died.
Oh.
And Sherlock Holmes, who is very distraught after Moriarty's death, is kind of brought in to figure out why Ebenezer Scrooge has died. I mean, he runs into characters from both the Sherlock Holmes mythos and from A Christmas Carol who are now like either aged up or are relatives of past characters.
So it's like a hybrid. Who wrote this?
Mark Shanlon, I think.
Is it licensed or did somebody
Yes, it's a licensed one.
Nice.
I think they first wrote it back during the pandemic. If I remember reading the front of the script correctly, that's when it was first being produced.
And who do you play?
I play a couple of different parts because there are a couple of us who just run around and do a bunch of things. I play Dr. Watson.
Okay.
I play Henry Burke, who is a candle maker and a drunk.
Sweet.
And I play Old Joe Breckenridge, the junk salesman from A Christmas Carol, who's like in the future scene that like Scrooge is watching as his maid is selling him things.
Right.
So he's one of the characters as well.
So are they investigating Scrooge's murder or death?
Sherlock is investigating it. Watson is kind of pushed away because Holmes is so depressed and so unhappy with no longer having his great nemesis to fight that he pushes Watson away. And he goes out investigating on his own. He actually gains Tiny Tim, who's now an adult, as kind of his Watson, kind of his sidekick for parts of the show.
Okay.
It's a very interesting kind of way the writer put all these things together because you still get a Sherlock Holmes mystery because it's based on the case of the Blue Carbuncle, I believe is the Sherlock Holmes story that they take the Sherlock Holmes bits from.
Mm.
But it also has, you know, those Christmas Carol elements. Like there is a moment where he is seeing his past, his present, his future. And that's where like I get to play a lot because Watson is his past, his present, and future.
So where is that playing and where can people find out more information or get tickets?
Oh, it's playing over at Green Bay Community Theater. We reopen. So our next run is tomorrow through Sunday.
Okay.
You can get those tickets at gbtcgreenbaycommunitytheater.com. Or just Google Green Bay Community Theater might be the quickest route since my brain is failing me on the actual web address. Okay. I'm almost certain what I just said.
You don't even have to give a web address anymore. You just Google it.
Right now, I think last I looked, we have about 70 tickets for tomorrow night, about 45 tickets for Friday night, 4 tickets for Saturday, and about 70 tickets for Sunday. So there are tickets available. And it's a great show. The audience has loved it. You'll laugh, you'll feel something, and it'll just be a really good time.
I've heard nothing but great stuff, honestly, about the Green Bay Community Theater. It's got a great reputation. Martin Prevost is my guest. He is a stage actor here in Northeast Wisconsin. I keep calling you a stage actor. Have you ever done anything beyond stage? Have you done any movies or?
No, like I did a few things in college, but that was all student films.
Okay.
So really it is stage is what I've kind of just gotten comfortable with and I'm okay with that. But yeah, I haven't really branched out that much into movies and everything else, though I know plenty of them do film in the Wisconsin, in the state.
Would you like to do that or is your stage like your first home?
I think the stage will always be my first home. But yeah, if I got the opportunity and it was something I wanted to do, yeah, I'd absolutely go and do a movie.
I have to say, it kind of fascinates me because I know a lot of people who are stage actors who just have no desire to do film. I wouldn't say like most, but I'm like, to me, if you're an actor, it seems like you would want to do that in any medium you could, whether it was TV, film, or even a music video. But
I agree with that. Like if I'm going to act, I'm going to act in whatever medium is presented to me.
Yeah.
Because I just like it. I like doing it. To me, that is a great like expression of it's my art, and so I'll express it however I can.
Sure. Have you ever heard? This is kind of the big term now. Like this person is performative parenting or performative. They're acting out the role. And my kids are both actors, and I help them with their lines sometimes. And I say that was very performative, and they'll go, "Dad, I'm an actor." Like, you know, it's weird to me that people use that phrase when it comes to acting.
Yep.
So it's kind of a strange thing.
It is strange because, you know, it's all performance.
Yeah.
So that's what you're always doing.
Of course
doing.
You're performing.
Like, yeah.
You just don't want to look like you're performing.
Yep.
All right. Tell us about what I think sounds really cool, A Drunk Miss Carol.
Yes. So that is December 20th. It is over at the Art Garage, which is literally just down the street, down Main. So it's just literally right down the street. We're going to be performing A Christmas Carol. I did the adaptation from the original Dickens novel. And the cast will have book in hand, but they will also...
Because they're drunk?
Because they'll be drinking. Well, so how it's going to work is we'll have two cast members absolutely drinking no matter what. They are our Charles Dickens, who is the narrator of the entire show, played by the marvelous Carolyn Silverberg, and everyone else other than our Scrooge, who you know our Scrooge.
Is that
That's Eric.
Eric.
Yes, okay. Eric is our Scrooge. He's going to be sober.
Talk about typecasting.
He's absolutely going to be sober because that was the decision made.
He's drunk every time he's here, right? That's
right. We have to get him sobered up sometime. So we have Alex Sabin, who's another great local actor. He will also be definitely drinking. But the more we make through either ticket sales at the door, or there are other ways, like you can buy an actor a shot. You can just add a shot to the general pool that's happening.
During the show?
During the show, you can do this.
Wow.
The more we make during the show, the more the other cast members get activated. So you can actually get up to 6 of the 8 cast members drinking during the show.
Wow.
As they're performing A Christmas Carol. I'm also there as the host. If we hit a certain dollar amount, I start drinking before I start hosting. So before I start doing any of the introduction or anything, I will take shots. We're getting all of our alcohol from Paradise North Distillery.
Okay.
They have some.
So people know who to sue?
Yes. but it's, you know, it's good advertising. Like, they have good selections of beer. Not beer, but of the hard liquors. Vodkas, we're getting some rum, probably some whiskey.
Oh my gosh.
I should know this. I put in the order yesterday. But also, and this is the first time I'm saying this, I haven't posted this anywhere online. I might hear something back from some of the other people involved because I haven't told them I'm doing this. This will be a good surprise for them. If we can make again, everything's on thresholds. If we make so much, at the first $100, you gain an actor drinking. $200, you gain another actor drinking, and so on and so forth. At $500, you gain me drinking. At $600, you gain more shots. There's be more shots added for us all to take. At $700, if we can make that much money, I will, at some point during the show, either before it, during it, or even after it, we'll let the audience choose between The Night Before Christmas, Dr. Seuss's How the Grinch Stole Christmas, or A Charlie Brown Christmas, and I will read that storybook while drunk.
Wow.
To the audience.
How funny does this get? Have you done this before?
Yes, we have done this before.
Does the audience just crack up, or is it...
The more the actors get into it, the more the audience gets into it. I know the last time we did it, we actually let the audience choose what shows we were doing. And again, we have no rehearsal. We're just actors being
with book in hand.
Okay. We have one meeting prior to just to go over everything so everyone's on the same page. And they're just going out there. And you would think that would just be actors just standing there reading lines. No, they were moving around trying to create the settings and the scenes. And it was so amazing and so funny. And actually, by the end of it, we had two actors who had had enough where they were both playing the same part simultaneously.
Really, has anyone ever vomited? Let me ask you that.
Not on stage. We've had one person excuse themselves. Nobody noticed because they were actually done in that scene. And when they came back, they had informed me after the performance that that's what they were doing.
Unbelievable. So the audience can drink too, I assume.
Yes, the audience
cocktails.
Is absolutely
so this is probably
yes.
a cash cow, I would imagine.
We've done it once before and we did very well.
Okay.
For that one. That one we did over at Safe Haven. As a fundraiser for Safe Haven. This one is just so we can, because when we do fundraisers, we don't charge anything. We don't charge, everything we make goes to whoever we're raising money for. So when we did the Safe Haven one, we made $800 that night. All of that went to Safe Haven. All of that went to help them. But to be able to do that, we need money to, pay for these things.
Yeah, totally.
So this one is just to help fill those coffers so we can continue doing more weird, outrageous theater to help support things and, just have a lot of fun. Because that's why we get the cast involved, who we do, is because it is. It's going to be a lot of fun. And you pull from all sorts of different people, like Mike Esserkahn will be in it, who is over with Comedy City in De Pere. He's in it. Katie Schrader, who's with me in Sherlock Carroll, is in it. And we have some other very talented actors and
actors. It sounds like a blast.
Involved, yes.
It sounds like a ton of fun. Martin Prevost is my guest. He's here in studio. Tell us really quickly, because we have to get to a break, but where that's at the Art Garage on December 20th, next Saturday. Where can people get tickets for that?
Right now, tickets can be purchased at the door, either cash or card. It's $10. And again, that $10, that goes towards the getting more actors to drink.
Alcohol. All right.
Yes.
So we're coming right back. We'll have a few more minutes with my guest, Martin Prevost. This is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Welcome back. This is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. We are in the final minutes of our Wednesday broadcast here. It has been great having you with me, folks. I hope we help you close your day down and took a little stress away from your holiday preparation, whatever it is, work, stress with friends, whatever. It's been great to just kind of sit back and talk to some really fun guests tonight and read your responses. So thank you for all your texts and calls. Thank you to Dick Chudnow. Thank you to substitute Sean Katzbeck, Conrad Krieger. And thank you to Brendan Rounds. I was trying to remember where I got that. And Stephen Leo, who have been on this show before, they're Chicago comedy legends. They used to do this joke called Substitute Leo. So I kind of inadvertently stole that substitute Sean from them. Steady Eddie has another text for us tonight, a bonus text, if you will. He says, Pete and Conrad, FYI, a sawbuck is an X-shaped frame used for sawing wood. X is the Roman numeral for 10, so a $10 bill became known as a sawbuck. This all made more sense in 1792. I don't think you're that old, Steady Eddie. He says, now you know the rest of the story, Steady Eddie. Good day. P.S. Conrad, don't be surprised if you find several wood-sawing X-shaped frames under the Christmas tree this year. You'll know they're from Steady Eddie.
I'm ready for it.
Bring it. And then our pal Chuck Gennaro answers our question of the night. What do you want for Christmas? With he says, a one-year membership to the Jelly of the Month Club.
Well, that's the gift that keeps on giving.
That's affordable. Yeah. That's a Steady Eddie. That's a Cousin Eddie line.
Yes.
And if I had my Dickie on, that would have been a nice little bit there. Thank you, Chuck. Good to hear from you, buddy. And thank you, Steady Eddie. We have a couple more minutes with our guest here in studio, Martin Prevost. He is a Northeast Wisconsin-based actor. You're also Native American. And I don't know why we don't see more Native Americans. Do you watch the show? Have you seen the show Dark Winds?
No, I haven't.
Okay. There's an actor, it escapes me. I've been watching that show. It's Robert Redford, and I think the founder of the Beatles created it, but it's based on Navajo Police, I believe, and there's an actor, his name escapes me. If you saw him, you'd go, oh, yeah, he's in everything. And sometimes that happens with select groups of ethnicities. They have the go-to actor.
Mm-hmm.
Why aren't there more Native Americans in film or TV? Because I know on Yellowstone, Martin, they called one character a Native American. She was really Hispanic. So are there Native Americans out there to fill these roles? Because we haven't heard of a lot of them.
I mean, there are. It's one of those things. It's do casting directors actually go out and try to find people? Mm. Like, I know Amber Midthunder, I think she was in Prey. She was just in Novocaine.
Oh, she's great.
Yep, she's,
yes,
she's Native American. I know we just lost Graham Greene, who might have been one of the most prevalent Native American actors. Because, like, the list of things Graham Greene was in was ridiculous. Like, you get Die Hard with a Vengeance, you get Maverick, you get The Red Green Show. It's just such a long, like, great list of, like, he got good work. And most of the time, he really wasn't playing the Native American. He was just
a guy.
He was just a guy.
Yeah.
Which is, personally, what I like when I get to be cast as stuff is I like being able to play a guy.
Yeah.
But I agree, there should be more, like, when we're talking about representation, yes, absolutely, if it's a Native American character, it should be played by a Native American actor. And, like, you just have to go out there, you have to find them. Most likely you'll have to go to a tribe-like location to get to find Native American actors.
Right.
Because, again, there isn't a lot of, like, opportunity just to be, like, doing Native American roles. Like, there isn't a ton of Native American. Like, you can find them. Like, you get, like, smoke signals. You get Powwow Highway, which are really good Native American movies. But you don't get a ton of them coming out all the time. Like, the two I just mentioned were both 90s. And
yeah,
I really can't think of anything more current that isn't, like, somehow still slightly westernized.
Mm-hmm.
Like, again, Prey, technically, but that's a Predator movie, so you get that, like, it's very, like, well, the IP is what's the important thing here.
It's funny because everybody, it seemed like for a while, wanted to claim to have some Native American blood. Well, okay, then we should be able to find more actors. But the movie Thunderheart with Val Kilmer back in the 90s, good movie. He played a guy with Native American blood.
Yep.
But this show, Dark Winds, Zahn McClarnon is the guy I was thinking of. And these are all Native American actors, I believe. So tip of my hat to Robert Redford. It's a good show.
Oh, yeah. No, you can find them. Like Reservation Dogs.
Oh, yeah.
I believe is the FX show that also is all Native American actors playing the Native American roles. So you can find, like, people who are doing it now. It's just, again, it's never, like, hit the prevalent motion towards it.
That's very well said, and you're right. And it seems like once attention is called to it, the problem does seem to fix itself a little bit, or people look. But you made a great point before. It's like there are Native American actors. How hard did they look? Did they really turn over every stone? I mean, just in Dark Winds alone, the whole cast basically is Native American. So, and it's a decent show. I'd love to hear what you have to say about it if you ever want to come back sometime. But this has been really fun. Thank you very much, sir, for being on the show tonight.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you for having me.
You are Conrad. Martin is our Nightlight Window Fun guy tonight. He
Go
and
check
I are both
out.
In the picture. I'm pretending to be Native American. He actually is. And he's holding a trophy. We didn't have an Oscar, so we gave you a boxing trophy.
Yeah.
That's all we could do.
You know, a trophy's a trophy.
When you actually get an Oscar, come back and we'll take your picture again.
I will keep that in mind.
You will not. You're going to forget all about us. All right. Thank you to everybody. Thank you, Martin. Have a great night. And break a leg with the shows. Outstanding stuff. We'll be back tomorrow night to do all of this over again, folks. We've got great guests and another fun question, and we hope you'll be part of it. On behalf of the lovable producer Conrad / Sean Katzbach, I'm Pete Schwab saying good night, Wisconsin.
I really want to see you, Lord, but it takes so long, my love, my sweet Lord. My Lord. Oh, my Lord. I really want to know you. I really want to go with you. I really want to show you, Lord, that it won't take long, my Lord.
Hallelujah.
My sweet Lord.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.